The political storm over gun violence shows no sign of tapering. It's a debate that's emotional and often highly personal, and not just in the halls of Congress. Earlier this week, President Obama was in Minneapolis advocating new limits on guns. No law or set of laws, he said, can keep children completely safe.
But if there's even one thing we can do, if there's just one life we can save, we've got an obligation to try.
NPR's David Welnick covered the president's visit to Minnesota, but as he tells us in this reporter's notebook, most memorable about the trip back to his home state were the people engaged in the gun debate there.
In the Minnesota where I grew up, angry arguments would sometimes come to bloody blows, but seldom to bullets. That's changed.
There are definitely problems with guns. A lot of stolen guns end up in the hands of kids in the community.
Outside the North Minneapolis Police Building where President Obama spoke, the temperature was in the single digits. Dale Hume, a neighborhood resident, stood out there next to a big sign reading, "Congress Protect Our Children, Not the NRA." I asked him whether gun violence was as bad as it was in the mid-90s when the city was known as Murderapolis.
Yeah, it was probably back in the worse in the Murderapolis days. It's better now, but it's still bad, yeah. And then when you know some of the people that get shot and killed, then it's different, you know. Then it doesn't seem to be going away.
Do you know anyone who was shot and killed?
Yeah, I'm a local pastor, and one of the kids in our youth group was shot and murdered.
Hume said the teenager was killed across the street from his church, St. Olaf Lutheran. At the Obama event, Leanne Block of St. Paul sat waiting to hear the president. She told me she got restraining orders 8 years ago against her ex-husband that kept him from buying a gun, but he borrowed a 9mm pistol from a friend and then took the daughter for an outing.
He rented a car, drove to a rural road in Wisconsin, waited for my daughter to fall asleep, and then he shot her in the head and shot himself. And she was only five, so.
Block had not spoken about this before in public.
Before, I couldn't even speak about guns. Every time somebody would mention a gun, I would cry. And I still think about my daughter, and right now I am here for the cause of trying to promote safety. And I can't save my daughter, but I want to speak on behalf of other people who are going through situations that her and I went through.
The next day at the state capitol, 17-year-old Sami Rahamin spoke at a hearing on gun control.
The gun used to kill my father and five other fathers.
He described how his father and five others were murdered last fall at a Minneapolis sign company by a dismissed employee firing a Glock semi-automatic pistol. Later, I asked Sammy whether he'd ever thought before about limiting guns.
No, the gun issue wasn't something that had quite crossed my desk yet until it touched me in such a personal way that I absolutely had to get involved.
At the same hearing, I talked with Republican State Representative Tony Cornish, clearly a gun defender.
Is that an AK-47 that you have on your lapel?
Yes, it is.
And why do you display that?
Well, I think it's I'm an unapologetic member of the NRA, and I have like 47 firearms at home. I'm proud of each one of them. I use them correctly, and it's just a sporting rifle. I hunt with it. It's legal for deer. And so I figured, why not wear it? Why, you know, be frightened to wear a gun just because it's used in crime? There's a lot of guns used in crimes.
Even in Minnesota. David Welna, NPR News.